Psachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bavli Psachim, Daf Hei. We begin on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, in the sixth line, towards the end of the line, where the Gemara begins, Choyei Habayis Ha'elyonim V'Hatachtoinim V'Hayetzia V'Hachadois V'Ha'aliyah V'Gag Hakad V'Gag Hamigdal Beis HaTeven U'Beis HaBokor U'Beis HaEitzim U'Beis HaOitzus The following areas of the house do not require checking, as you don't bring chometz there: the high and the low holes in the walls, the elevated annex, the pit, the attic, the sloping roofs of the olive press and the cupboard, the storeroom for straw, the cowshed, the wood store, and the storerooms of wine, of oil, and of fruit. Now, having quoted that brisa, the Gemara comes to ask on it. We learnt at the beginning of the brisa that high and low holes do not need checking for chometz. The Gemara asks, Nicha ha'elyonim, we understand a high hole does not need to be checked because one does not put chometz over there. The hatachtoinim, now as for the lower holes, hadu amar lechashul nefila, it must be that there's no concern that chometz fell into the hole. Amr of Yosef, Yosa comes to answer, Tepatisha hayushnehem, smuchim lakoisel, echad lamala me'asoa, ve'echad lamata me'asoa. The answer is, the case is where one hole is above 10 tfachim and one hole is below 10 tfachim, and therefore neither is there a concern of falling chometz. The Gemara objects from the Brisa, v'hatanina, do we not learn in the Brisa, hadus, the case of a pit, the case of the pit shows that we're never concerned about things falling, since we don't need to check inside the pit. The Gemara rejects that question by saying, in that case, a child will be afraid to approach the pit, and therefore there's no concern that chometz is there, but an adult will never go there with chometz either. So that's why in that particular case we say that there's no problem of chometz, but that does not mean to say that we're never concerned about things falling inside. The Gemara now continues with a question, V'chashloima shemenis galgal chometz sham. Why are we not concerned that perhaps chometz rolled over there? Answers the Gemara, Tipate v'chadus sheyeshloi livruz. We're here referring to a pit that has a rim, which means that we're not concerned that chometz could roll into the pit. We now quote another part of the Brisa that said over there, V'gagabad, V'gagamigdal, the roofs of the olive press and of the cupboard. This case is only true if these roofs are 3 tfachim high. But if they are not 3 tfachim high, then they are treated like the ground. And here we're referring to when chometz is not used up there on top of the roof. But even if they were taller than 3 tefachim, if they were used for chometz, they would require checking. And it's supported now by Rabbi Mana, Amr Rabbi Mana, V'yeis ken an amrin, hada papyrus, afila gevoya kama, loite tzricha bedika. Would you exempt the roof of a tall sukkah that is used for supporting vine branches if it is used for chometz? Certainly not. So here as well, even though it's tall, if it's actually used for chometz, it should require checking. The Gemara now brings a brisa. Tani Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Mita Shi Chotzetzes Pesei Chabayis Ve'Eitzim Ve'Avonim Unochim Tachteha Boidek Sad Hachitzoin Ve'Ene Boidek Sad Apnimi Mipnei She'Eitzim Ve'Avonim Unochim Tachteha. If there's a bed that divides the house and has wood and stone stored underneath it, one need only check the outer side, but not the inner side, because the rocks and the stones prevent any chometz from going over there. So the Gemara is now medayik from the Baisa, Ha'im ein eitzim va'avonim munochim tachter, tzorech bedika tzad apnimi. We can infer from here that if there would not be wooden stones there, one would need to check the inner side, as you're concerned that chometz might have fallen there or rolled over there. Hada amr chashul nefila, that shows that we're concerned that chometz can fall. The Gemara now answers, Ani oime tinoik noga v'hechnes sham chometz. No, the concern is that a child brought chometz over there. The concern, however, is not that chometz rolled there or fell there, only in this particular case where it could be that a child put chometz under the bed. So to summarize the points today, the topic is really checking areas of the house where chometz is not brought. We started with a brisa that mentioned a lot of obscure different areas in the house. Since one does not bring chometz there, he does not need to check them. One of those cases was holes in the walls. High and low holes in the walls do not need checking. The Gemara did not understand why a low hole would not need checking. Surely there should be a concern that chometz fell in. And the Gemara answers from Rabbi Yossi, we're talking here about two holes. One is above 10 tefachim and one is below 10 tefachim, and therefore there's in neither of those cases a concern that chometz might fall. The Gemara objected from a brisa and showed that from the case of the pit, we're never concerned about things falling. And we rejected that by saying, in the case of the pit, a child will be afraid to approach the pit, and an adult would never go there with chometz, and therefore there's no concern. We then wondered, perhaps, there should be a concern that chometz rolled into the pit. And the Gemara answered, no, the pit has a rim. We then moved on to the next part of the brisa that said, the roofs of the olive press and the cupboard, we said there, when they are 3 tefachim tall, then you don't have to check them for chometz, but if not, they are viewed like the ground and require checking. And even if they are taller than 3 tefachim, if one used them to put chometz on, they would require checking. Rav Manna wanted to support that by saying that would one exempt the roof of a tall sukkah if it's used for chometz, means any area that's used for chometz would certainly need checking. We then brought a brisa. Rav Shimon Gamliel said that a bed that divides the house that has wooden stones underneath, one need only check the outer side but not the inner side, because the rocks and the stones prevent chometz from being brought over there. The inference being, if there would not be wooden stones underneath the bed, you would need to check even the inner side, and it must be because we're concerned that chometz might have fallen or rolled over there. And the Gemara answered, no, the concern is that a child brought chometz over there.